coach on the road with the MLB stars of the game, and I got the man here for the Chicago Cubs. I'm going to let him introduce himself.
My name is Pico Armstrong. I'm here with Coach, and I play center field.
So wait a minute, Pico. Now, you know, I used to coach college baseball. Now, if you was on one of my teams and you got that day, Pico, you get roasted every day on the team.
I don't know why.
You'll get roasted for that day.
For what, my name?
Pico.
Oh, no, no, no. There's no Pico going on. I got Pete Crow.
But you would have became Pico on our team.
Oh, God. Well, I don't know how I would have worn that one. Okay. That's a good one, though.
So, what's this big league experience been like for you?
Great. It's moved by kind of fast these 2 weeks, but, you know, it's my second time up here now, and I've had some time to in between. So it's been nice being able to feel like I've come back with some different perspective, different knowledge, and more of an understanding of how I can contribute.
So what is it like? Most kids got that dream of playing in the big leagues. They think you guys get drafted, big leagues the next day. They don't understand the dues you got to pay.
No, you got to do your time for sure. There's a lot of stuff involved in that time in between, injuries, the game, taking your lunch, and, you know, that's all the stuff that we got to realize we signed up for. And, you know, we're working today to make tomorrow a little bit easier, and tomorrow comes. And once tomorrow comes, it's about staying up here, and that's what I'm working on right now. So,
you know, when you go in the general manager's office, he got a, you know, when I scouted for the Pirates, I was in the general manager's office, and I saw like a chalkboard with the depth chart of each player all the way through the system. Mm-hmm. I mean, does it sometimes get frustrated when you know that you're right on the verge of making it, but yet there's a player in the big leagues ahead of you and you got to kind of wait your time?
I wouldn't say that is frustrating. You know, there's a totem pole to everything, and you know, the people that I got in front of me specifically are very established. Mm-hmm. You know, if anything, I think it depends on how you look at it, and if you treat it as guys in front of you to follow and learn from, which I feel like I've done a good job of. And so, no, I wouldn't say it's frustration about waiting in line, but it's more so just, you know, seeing that as an opportunity to not feel like you got to, you know, be Cody Bellinger right now, because Cody Bellinger is Cody Bellinger, and I'm working on how to be the best version of me. So, yeah.
And do you find the challenges of just being a major league ball player, the roller coaster emotions, and so on and so forth, does that sometimes take its toll?
Absolutely. I'm sure everybody goes through that. This is a hard game. And again, I'm just getting a little taste right now, you know. A lot of the younger guys, too, that come up and are talked about a lot in high school and college and whatnot, me included, I wasn't one of the ones who'd faced any sort of adversity until I started playing some real baseball. And you know, I think the game itself is hard, and professional baseball itself, on a greater scale than just the big leagues, it definitely takes a toll. But again, that's what we signed up for. That's what we're here to do, and we're here to work through that. And it's baseball at the end of the day. So,
and they say, I've always told my guys, the only difference in major league, college, high school, and little league, it's game become quicker, the competition become better. You eliminate the ones that can from the one that cannot.
Pretty much. Simple as that. I mean, everybody's just a little bit older, too. That's it.
So, last question. You get that call up that you're going to the big leagues. Walking this locker room for the very first time. See your uniform hanging up. What's that feeling like?
It's great. I think my first time was in Denver. I got put next to Cody. Mm-hmm. Nice seeing him. Him being one of the first people, that's pretty cool too, you know. I think this year, equally as cool. A little more exciting even, maybe, just knowing what I'm getting into. But that first time, nothing like it, really. Yeah, last year I was in Amaya's spot, so I was next to Jan and Talk. So, again, like two big vets on our team that you know, carry a lot of good status and leadership with them. So, yeah, getting to do things like that is what we're here to do.
Coach with the man.
Thank you, sir.
Appreciate it.
Nice to meet you.
Same here. Thanks a lot.
The Midwest Independent Baseball League will be holding open tryouts for baseball players looking for a team.
Chasing that dream of playing on the next level?
The Midwest Independent Baseball League is looking for the best of the best. For tryout dates and locations, visit aleagueofourown247.com.
That's aleagueofourown247.com.
aleagueofourown247.com. The Midwest Independent Baseball League will be holding open tryouts for baseball players looking for a team.
Chasing that dream of playing on the next level?
The Midwest Independent Baseball League is looking for the best of the best. For tryout dates and locations, visit aleagueofourown247.com.
That's aleagueofourown247.com.
aleagueofourown247.com.